Ready? Good evening. It's December 2nd, 2020, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our first responders, healthcare heroes, and our servicemen and women. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all.
Thank you. And for those of you who are dialing in, the committee is present with the exception of Brian Wunder, who's not here tonight. So, first item of business, presentation of minutes. We have the minutes from the regular and executive session of November 4th, 2020. Any discussion, comments, corrections, or is there a motion to approve?
If no corrections, then I'll make the motion to approve November 4th, 2020 minutes of the regular meeting and the November 4th minutes of the executive session meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And that takes us to public comments related to agenda items only, reminding anyone that this meeting is recorded and the recording is posted promptly on the Township website, and you will need to press star 6 to unmute yourself. Is there a motion to open a public comment limited to agenda items only?
I'll make a motion to open a public comment to agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment related to tonight's agenda items, please press star 6 to unmute yourself. Identify yourself, the road you live on. Hearing no comments, last call. Is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then the next item we have is a police officer promotion. This is related to Officer Hayden Lechner, who, when he was hired early this year, I believe,
April 1st
of this year.
Correct.
And that's Sergeant Krantz who's filling in the details for us. We knew at the time that he was a few courses, a little bit of whatever, short of...
Yes, he needed to take an accelerated waiver class put on by the PTC in order to become PTC certified as a full-time law enforcement officer. He's currently a SLEO 2.
A class 3?
Class 2.
Class 2 officer.
Special law enforcement officer.
And so tonight he's completed, and I know we thought at the time it would be sort of a two-week coursework, but with COVID, everything got...
two-week course, 10 days, 80 hours, but due to COVID,
yep,
it ended up being spread out over 3 months, and didn't start till September. So November 19th, he successfully completed the waiver course.
And I know he's been actively policing in town.
Yes, he's very aggressive on the road. He's... well liked by his peers. He makes good decisions on the roadway. He's trustworthy. He's a great addition to our police family. And if he keeps going in the path that he's going, he's going to be a valuable asset to this department and the community for years to come.
Excellent.
I vouch for him.
Excellent.
And so does Chief Rottenberg, who's here. He can say the same thing.
Excellent. So tonight we're going to swear him in as a police officer class 8, having now passed all his technical approval. Do you want to bring him in and we'll... He and his family will be joining us for the swearing in.
Go on, no way. Yes. Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good.
Good evening. Have someone hold the Bible?
Yes.
One person?
As many as you'd like.
You get to take them as they come in. How are you?
Good. Wow.
You guys can get a picture.
Okay.
And your family.
All right.
Good.
whether you use the Bible or not, or if you read along, the left hand, the right hand does. I think you raise your right hand.
You raise your right hand. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll switch sides. Sorry for the
Okay. Repeat after me. I, Hayden Lechner.
I, Hayden Lechner.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully,
impartially,
and justly, perform all the duties of police officer class 8.
I will perform all the duties of police officer class 8.
In the township of Lebanon. County of Hunterdon. State of New Jersey. According to the best of my ability. So help me God. Congratulations. Great asset to the township.
Thank you so much. Get officially signed PTO, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Again, congratulations.
That's for you.
Took a little while.
Absolutely.
I know. The restrictions are
Settled.
Thank you.
Okay, your mom.
Amen.
And your sister.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Sure, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Now we just have to get the salary.
What's that?
They have to get the salary.
Oh, yeah.
Now they want the salary. It's hard with these contacts. You don't know if it's, I can't see what I'm doing half the time, and it's like they can come buzzing after I take like 15 of them. And then I just get rid of the ones where people's eyes are shut.
Pre-COVID, you would just kind of drive up, and now it's a whole other
world. Oh, good. I got some good. The first one I looked at is really
okay.
Good.
Okay. Glad that went well.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for bearing with us on that. So, the next item of business is Resolution 84-2020, authorizing a shared service agreement for a shared service municipal court between the Township of Lebanon and the Township of Clinton. Just for background here, Tom McKee is our liaison to the municipal shared court for 6 years now?
I believe so,
I think
yes,
for six maybe. Years we've had a municipal shared court with Tewksbury Township, where they ran the court and we participated. The current term of that agreement expires at the end of December. I give a lot of credit to our police chief, Chief Rautenberg, who became aware of some contacts to Clinton Township. Clinton Township runs a court with five other towns, including themselves at this point, I believe. I believe that's at least five others. We would be the sixth. Tewksbury runs just with Tewksbury and ourselves. So there's a little better leverage here. So with Tewksbury, we'd been paying roughly $38,000 going to $40,000 for the next year. Clinton Township offered us an annual cost of $25,000. So we have roughly $15,000 savings. And because they have numerous municipalities in their court, they have full-time court administration and the like. So it'll be better service to people who need to use the court because they can access someone during 40-hour business hours and the like. So while we very much appreciate and have had a good experience with Tewksbury over these past years, it looks like the obvious choice for us to switch our municipal court to a shared service with the Township of Clinton. So the agreement is before us. It's been approved by the administrator of the court, verbally approved by Clinton Township. They will have it on, I expect that they'll have it on their agenda for their Township Committee next week. But it's a three-year agreement, $25,000 for the first year, going with a 2% increase each of the next 2 years, various similar terms to what we had with Tewksbury. Some benefits, for example, we will not be required to provide our own officers as security to the court, which we had to in Tewksbury, so that's a little savings that was usually done on police overtime, et cetera. So all in all, I would say a good move for us to switch to Clinton Township and a little more accessible right on Highway 31 for residents who may not know where the municipal courts are. Any discussion?
No, I think this is great. I mean, like I said, Chief Rottenberg kind of brought it to us, and I'm thrilled that, you know, he did. I think it's a great thing for having more access to it, and hopefully people won't show up here on our meeting nights. So if nobody else, I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 84-2020, authorizing a shared service agreement for shared municipal courts between the Township of Lebanon and the Township of Clinton.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And next, Resolution 85-2020, approving LOSAP payments to certain Lebanon Township Fire Company members for the qualified year of 2019. LOSAP is a length of service award program for volunteer firefighters who qualify with certain levels of activity. They get payments into basically a retirement program. Mark Lall has been our LOSAP liaison, I guess, administrator. It's now switched over to our township administrator, James Barberio. Tom McKee is our liaison to the fire department, so I'm looking to see if anyone has any comments or discussion.
Yeah, change Sus's name to Sue.
Yeah. One typo there. Otherwise, any discussion or motion to approve the LOSAP payments for 2019?
I'll make a motion to approve the LOSAP payments for 2019.
Actually, I should have mentioned as well, the resolution is for a total contribution among 9 firefighters of $6,300. So that's $700 per person. Okay. Is there a second?
I'll make a second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, that's it for the resolutions. There is no old business on the agenda unless anyone has any. Which takes us to our administrator's update.
I'll speak into the mic this time. Okay, with regards to the policy procedure manual, I did send it to Matt a few weeks ago, so just waiting to be finalized. Ethics training will be pushed off until next year due to the fact that I spoke to the risk consultant and minimizing, you know, groups of 25, so they felt it was better to push it off into next year. We have a personnel matter that we'll be going to executive session for, so I really can't discuss that here. Town Hall basement, I know Beverly met with the RNK Environmental on last Tuesday. I couldn't be here because I was in Tewksbury Township. One of the questions that was asked of myself was the fact that would the job be prevailing wage? And what I'm going to have, Matt's going to be looking into it, the township attorney. The issue with prevailing wage is when the municipalities, the threshold is $16,283 for anything there and over would be prevailing wage. As you know, school boards are $2,000. And this is, replacement of just the rug, from what I understand. Everything else will be deep cleaning, and there's, I guess, four parts to it. And I guess you could probably explain that better than me, since you were there.
Yeah.
Basically, when I did speak to him today, and I can go, you know, because I can't find the thing that you gave me.
I have bullet points here. Let me just go down it.
Yeah, you might as well.
There's not mold. It's not the bad mold. So time is not of the essence. We're not remediating mold. We're cleaning filth related to uncontrolled moisture, is what they're saying. And when complete, the building's going to be healthier than it's been in a long time, but at the same time, we have to maintain it. So he's going to send us a set of specs for healthy building maintenance that we need to incorporate if we want it to stay in top-notch shape. He had a couple of vendors come in. We had asked him about, are any of the vendors in the state co-op program, and he said the one that was had COVID, so we couldn't. So I don't know if we have to go back and look at that or not, but he did. They swarmed on this place, three or four different vendors. I couldn't tell who was with who. There was, you know, quite a few. We were here for a good couple of hours, and the plan, and Warren was with me, and the plan is just it's a one-and-done type of a fix. Let's just get this taken care of. It's going to require a lot of people clearing out. Like Kim's office has got to be, you can't clean in there unless things are taken out of there. So they're going to do like an air cleaning. They're going to do, it's like a professional not like a cleaning service that you get here. It's the deep clean people, like a ServPro, that type of a situation. So we're going to need to, we're going to take the underground duct that's in the basement is causing a lot of the problems, so we've got to take that out of service. Now, we have a chance to seal it with epoxy or with cement, but cement is apparently going to be really expensive. It's not going to give us any more than if we do epoxy. So that's what they recommend there. Then we have to re-engineer new ducts, not in the same location, or it's not going to solve the moisture problem. The furnace downstairs is only a couple years old, so we're going to reduct that. But before we do that, we have to shut off the downstairs furnace. It doesn't heat upstairs, and it's never going to get cold enough down there to freeze pipes if we did it in the winter. And then we'll just have to increase the heat up here while we do it. So the only mold removal is on the books and the documents that need to be cleaned and restored. And the last time, apparently, they were only cleaned. They weren't really restored. So he's got a separate quote coming in for that. He deals with a company called... it's in here somewhere. I'll find it when I get to that point. But, oh, here it is, Polygore. He's used them in the past. It's done off-site, but we have to work that with Karen because she has to figure out which things need to be kept, which things can be dumped, and you have to work with the state with that. And apparently it's not so much – they like to be involved. They like you to ask them at the state, can we do this? And also they want documents in a certain shape, form. So even though you're – so if you tell them here's how they're going to come – here's how we're going to keep them, then they can weigh in at least and say, well, no, we don't want them that way. We want them this way. But they like to be asked, apparently, but they don't really cause a lot of interference. Then they said after fixing those books and documents, don't keep them downstairs anymore. So it's the hazmat professionals that are going to do the deep cleaning. They cost a little more, but it's not like you're having a regular cleaning crew. You need to get this done. Then we looked around, and as I'm saying, they're going to do all this air cleaning, and they're going to, you know, clean the floors and everything else. Well, I'm looking up at the ceiling tiles, and Warren was there, and I said, what about this? Some of them are ready to fall apart. Should we look at that? And he says, well, there's mouse droppings and things up there. So I'm saying, how do we clean this place and then go do the tiles, and then you have to clean it all over again? Doesn't make sense. So because the building was built in 1979, this portion, I guess the other portion may have been a little bit earlier, they're going to test for asbestos at the same time. We don't know, but I guess anything before 1980. So he's going to do a couple of separate quotes for all of this stuff. So we'll be able to make decisions based on that. We're going to remove the police department carpeting, but not due to mold. It's due to Category 3 water, which is flood water, groundwater. And he mentioned that there's that drain outside when you come in the front door. He said just every once in a while, get Roto-Rooter to come and dig that thing out just so that it doesn't back up and go into the locker room or whatever there. Not the locker room, but the where they keep people when they bring them in. Like I said, he'll send the maintenance cleaning for health specs so that we can incorporate that in our schedule. But a lot of this is going to be Warren is going to spearhead getting dumpsters. The dumpsters will be for our employees as well as the vendors. So Warren's going to take care of that. He's going to work with Karen on what needs to be lifted up off the floor in the records room. He's going to do a lot of the cleaning to get things out of the way. And basically, yeah, tax collector's office clean, but not the closets. And that's basically it. So they had the questions on the prevailing wages, and he didn't seem to think they would apply from a perspective of what the job was about. It's not right. Touching the structure. There's no mold on the structure, and we're not doing anything like that. We're
right.
We don't like where the ducts are now. We're changing where the ducts are going to be. It's a different situation. So that's really where we're at. So we're just waiting for the quotes,
yep.
And then we can talk further.
So they've given us quotes for them replacing the ceiling tiles,
He's
too?
He's going to do that, too. Yeah. It's all going to
be. The only suggestion I would make at that point is we would replace all these diffusers, only because these are noisy diffusers.
Oh, those things up there.
The five of them. Okay. The design is noisy, and you can get much quieter, and that's when they turn on, that's what people complain on the microphone, they can't hear it because there's all that background noise.
Yeah.
So if we got ones that are actually either 2x2 or even a little larger, it'll be cut the noise down considerably.
Okay. Now, originally he didn't think that this would go over like 40-something thousand, you know, the threshold. But, you know, with a few of these other things.
On the threshold, that you mean for bidding,
yeah.
Right? But unless we go to a co-op.
Yeah, exactly.
If we go to a co-op, we don't have to go out to bid.
Yeah, and that's something.
That's what we're talking about.
Situation. There
right.
was only one that belonged to a co-op, so.
Okay. The township sign, Committeeman Wonder asked me to get several quotes for the township sign. I reached out to Laura Mack, Snyder Signs. And he had a quote for KC Sign and Awnings. I'll be sending you the quotes that I received from them when I come back in on Monday. And because the two responded, one didn't, but it still counts as three because, you know, I attempt it. I started sending out the non-fair open for professionals. For professional services. And the last thing I have is the hazard mitigation. I'm coordinated with the OEM director right now, and I reached out to Tetra Tech, and I will be reaching out to you, Committeeman McKee, to possibly have a Zoom meeting with them so we can complete the mitigation, the reevaluation and and stuff like that. So that's it.
Any other discussion? Any other comments? Otherwise, we're on to new business. The first item of new business is Recreation Commission's request to appoint a new member. Do you want to introduce?
Oh, Laramie Silver?
Yep.
Yes. So, I don't know if she's on the phone, but do you want? Yes, we're adding Laramie Silver to the recreation team. We welcome her. She's going to be a great addition. Her background lends itself very well to the recreation team items, and looking forward to working with her.
So I understand it's a 5-year term that she would be appointed to. Is there a motion to endorse the appointment of Laramie Silver to the Recreation Commission?
I'll make a motion to appoint Laramie Silver to the Recreation Commission for a 5-year term.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much, and welcome to Laramie Silver. Any other new business? Nothing else on the agenda? If not, that takes us to presentation of vouchers.
All righty. I have one for Montage Enterprises for some parts for equipment at the DPW. It's $1,194.43. I have one for Griffith Allied Trucking for some diesel fuel, $1,241.62. One for Northeast Communications Incorporated for some radio supplies and for the trucks. I know Warren had a question about this. $1,317. And I have one for Warren Materials for asphalt for $1,339.37. And that's all that apply.
I have New Jersey Health benefit plan, New Jersey State Health Benefit Plan, December 2020 benefits, $33,069.11. I have for Karen Newman the winter 2020 newsletter and website maintenance, total of $1,000. And for the Township of Tewksbury, our fourth quarter payment for our shared administrator of $15,117.60.
First one is for Smith Motors Company. It's for $2,928.41. It's for repair parts for one of the police vehicles. Then I have one for Power DMS. This was discussed a couple meetings ago. This is a software for the police officers that they can keep in their car for those, you know, software people. It's like kind of like a CRM for the police. It's $3,446.25. Then I have one for MPH Industries. This was for new radar guns, four of them, for $7,996.
I have one here that qualifies for the Township of Tewksbury. It's our shared court for the fourth quarter of 2020, a total of $10,051.08.
So the total bill list is $88,833.94. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Which takes us to a couple items of correspondence. First, good news. Please, State of New Jersey is pleased to inform Lebanon Township that we've received a grant in the amount of $183,500 for resurfacing of East Hill Road. So that's several years in a row now that Warren Gabriel and our engineer have successfully received State Department of Transportation grants. Congratulations to them and thank them. Next is our tax collector's report for the month of October, which we by tradition read out. So taxes collected in the month for the year 2020, $1,511,522.75. Taxes collected for 2019, $10,631.71. Taxes collected ahead for 2021, $73,864.69. Interest collected of $4,330.86. Cost of sale fees, $195.59. Bounced checks in the amount of $1,751.41 as a negative. So total receipts are $1,598,794.19. And finally, we have the curator's report.
I have nothing to add.
Thank you. Which takes us to public comment for any topic any member of the public would like to make a comment on. Again, you'll have to press *6, and a reminder, the meeting is recorded and posted on the Township website. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment, you'll need to press *6 to unmute yourself. Please identify name and road that you live on. Yes.
Okay. Lori Hoffman, Buckle Hollow Road.
Yes, we hear you.
You're talking about these, this restoring the records that are downstairs. What do you mean by restore them? Just clean them up and leave them the way they are?
No.
No, no, definitely not that. But I think it's still preliminary. I don't think we've got a full answer for you on exactly what's going to be done with that. But we're getting quotes and bids to do that.
Are you going to work on where you're going to store them if you said not to put them downstairs?
Absolutely, yep.
Another thing is, when you are talking, we're not really hearing you on the phone. Like, I noticed a meeting before, like, when Craig was talking about, he was talking on the phone, you could hear him real clearly. The only one you hear talking clearly is you, Mike, the mayor. You can't hear, like, when Jamie was talking in bed, you could... It was really hard to hear, and I know a lot of people complain on that. If there's something you can do to so that we're here, because this is going to go on for months.
Yeah, we are working on trying to get it. We almost had
I had a thought, but it didn't work.
But it didn't work tonight. We're working on trying to get our microphones actually piped into the phone system better, and we keep trying to talk better into the microphones.
I mean, I wonder why they could hear
really
me last
nice
time
to hear,
they can't hear me
to know
this
exactly
time.
What you're saying.
Sorry
okay,
about that.
That's
Mike's right in front of the speaker.
Yeah.
If I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you at the tree lighting on Sunday.
I'll be there.
Any other member of the public? Hearing none, last call. Press star 6 to unmute yourself.
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
I'd let Tom be the second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And we will be going into executive session. We have three items, two separate personnel matters, and consideration of hiring for the office assistant that we advertised for some time ago. There is potential action on one of the personnel matters. So we will keep the phone line muted but on, and then hard to estimate when, but I would guess half an hour or more, we would then